It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 15th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Lillian Carter, the mother of former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, born in Richland, Georgia in 1898. Affectionately known as Miss Lillian until her death at age 85, she was also recognized for her contributions to nursing in her home state and as a Peace Corps volunteer in India, as well as writing two books during the Carter presidency. She was born Bessie Lillian Gordy. She volunteered to serve as a nurse with the American Army in 1917, but the program was canceled. Instead, she worked for the post office at Richland before moving to Plains in 1920, where she was accepted as a trainee at the Wise Sanitarium before completing her nursing degree at Grady Memorial Hospital School of Nursing in Atlanta in 1923. Lillian's family initially disapproved of her choice of a career, but she became very successful, earning the respect of both the black and white communities. She met businessman James Earl Carter and married him immediately after her graduation, and the couple had four children. While she theoretically retired from nursing in 1925, in reality she worked as what was then called a nurse practitioner, for both the hundreds of employees in her husband's businesses and for other members of the Plains community. After her husband's death, Lillian Carter left for Auburn University, where she worked for 7.5 years as a dormitory house mother. A year after completing her work at Auburn, she managed a nursing home. She later became a social activist, working for desegregation and providing medical care to African Americans in Plains. In 1966, at age 68, Lillian Carter applied for the Peace Corps. She received 3 months of training and was sent to India, where she worked at the Godre Colony 30 miles from Mumbai. While there, she often assisted patients infected with leprosy. Emory University later established the Lillian Carter Center for International Nursing to honor the work she did in India. When Jimmy Carter decided to run for president, his mother was one of the first people he told. During the campaign and in the presidential years that followed, Miss Lillian was a great favorite of the press for her southern charm and down-to-earth manner. For reporters and interrogators alike, she always had a warm country sass response for every question. One biographer recalls a story about a 1976 encounter between Mrs. Carter and a reporter from New York who flew down to Plains to meet her. She said, "Miss Lillian greeted me and said, 'Welcome to Plains. It's so nice to see you. Would you like some lemonade? And how was your journey? My, your dress is beautiful,' just pouring on the Southern hospitality." The reporter jumped right in on Miss Lillian and said, "Now, Miss Lillian, your son is running for president, and he says he'll never tell a lie. Now, as a mother, are you telling me that he has never told a lie?" And she said, "Oh, Jimmy tells little white lies all the time." The reporter said, "Well, now tell me what you mean. Just what is a white lie?" And Miss Lillian said, "Well, honey, remember when I said welcome to Plains and how good it is to see you? That's a white lie." I'm J.D. Reader. And this is the Reader's Notebook for August 15th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.